Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Erevin, Daf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Beis, Amud Beis, the last words, Elami Ata. We began, Baruch Hashem, learning the Masechta, and we began by discussing that the Mavui, the alleyway that we want to be able to carry within the alleyway, to be able to carry within the alleyway, besides, of course, that we have to have a Shtuf Mevois, between the Mavi and the Chatzar. We also discussed that we have to have a Lechi or a Kaira at the entranceway of the Mavi. And when we learned this Mishnah teaching us this din, the Mishnah said that it has to, if it's above 20 Amis, it has to be lowered to below 20 Amis. In the Gemara that we discussed yesterday, we discussed from where do we get this Halacha of 20 Amis. And the Gemara said that according to Rabbanon, who hold that the Shiur is 20 Amis, they learn it from the entranceway of the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash, which was 20 Amis high. So we see that an entranceway can't be higher than 20 Amis. Ask the Gemara, Elami Ata, if that is indeed the case, ask the Gemara, like the Hanilei Amasra. We're going to learn in our Shiur today that if there's something prominence, something that is interesting on top of this entrance, even if it's higher than 20 Amis, then it can be an effective Kaira. For as the Gemara, the Heichel, Amasra Havalei, the Heichel, the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, as we're going to learn, had an Amasra, Vafila Hachi, and yet we're learning from the entranceway of the Heichel, that Asram Amahu the Gevaya, only if it's 20 Amis tall, is it acceptable, not anything more. If we're going to learn that if the halachi is that Al-Masra is effective, so then they could, if they're going to learn that Al-Masra is effective, it should be, why is the limit of 20 Amis learned from the entrance of the Heichel? The Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masech Midas, Chomes Al-Masra Shamila, there were five beams made out of oak, agabov, were on top of the entrance to the Heichel, zulumal mezu, and they were placed one on top of the other. So we see that there was an Amasra there. Ask the Gemara, v'hai mai tiyufta, I don't understand your question. Dilma, kitanya hid al-masras, where did the Mishnah tell us there were Amasras? But Heichel, the Ulam Tanya, they were on by the Ulam. So if by the Ulam there were Masra, but we're learning, the Rabbanan are learning from the Heichel. And if you're learning from the Heichel, the fact that there were Masras by the Ulam is not going to be of any difference to what we're discussing. Ask the Gemara. Vahai my Kasha, says the Gemara, what are you asking? Dilma Tavnis Heichel Ketavnis Ulam. And the way the Mefarshim learned the Gemara, throughout Shas, we know that when the Gemara used Dilma, it means maybe. Here, when the Gemara uses the word Dilma, it's not to be understood as a maybe, but it's to be understood that it's for sure, that was obviously the style of building in the Beis HaMikdash. And just like the Ulam had a masrus on top of the doorway, certainly the Heichel had a masrus on top of the doorway. And I saw that the Mefarshim point out that even though the halach is that you're not allowed to plant trees in the Beis HaMikdash, that has making a masrus out of wood is not an issue because the masrus were laying flat. They weren't standing separately. And if they're all the Torah, when it says that you're not allowed to build something in the Beis HaMikdash, it says Lositul Kol Asheira. You're not allowed to plant something. This wasn't planting. It wasn't a separate planting like a tree. And therefore, the Gemara says that they had the Amasras. And if the Amasras worked there, if they had a Amasras, and we're learning Amasras are effective to give you even a higher height, so then how are we learning from the door of the Heichel? Says the Gemara, Alam Amarav Eloi Amarav, why the Gemara now concludes its question. What a lawyer wrote Marav teach us, Ruchavish Arba, if the Kaira is four tfachim wide, Alpha Pisha ain't a bria, even though it's not very strong, that it could hold on to a brick, Vimyeshlay a Masra, or if on top of the Kaira there's a Masra, the loch is a fila gavaya yois masara esrama, even if it's taller than 20 amma, and it's sarach lamat. So the question is, if a masra is going to work, why doesn't it work over here? Why won't it be effective? And by why is the door the base of Migdash? We're learning from the door of the Hechel, but the door of the Hechel had an Amasra. And yet Rav says that the door can't be higher than 20 amma, because that was the height of the door to the Hechel. So why is an Amasra effective? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Amasra Masnisnahi. The Amasra is a Braisa, and that Braisa is not following my opinion. So the way the Mefarshim explain the Gemara is attempting to say that maybe that Braisa is not considered an authentic Braisa, and don't ask me questions from that Braisa. Says the Gemara, Maktani lo, who taught us this Braisa? Om Rabbi Vachama Bereid Rabbi Bar Avu Ktani lo. It was taught by Chama Bereid Rabbi Bavua, a very reliable source. So you can't just say that the Braisa is not a Braisa that should follow, says the Gemara. Even if we'll say it's a Braisa, so now, and Rav didn't teach us the Braisa, but it's an authoritative Braisa, v'tekshel Rav. So now we have a question of Rav. How do you, Rav, say how can we say that a master is effective? You're learning from the door of the Hechel. And the door of the Hechel has had an Amasra, and yet you're saying the Kaira cannot be higher than 20 Amas. So here we're learning a new halacha, that the Kaira, if it's four tefachim wide, even if it's not strong enough to hold a brick, it's still a valid Kaira. And there are two explanations that the Rishonim give why. Dar Zeruah, the Prima Gadim, according to Tosfos Shabbos, says that when you have a Kaira that's four amas wide, it looks like a ceiling. The halacha that a Kaira has to have a certain strength is only when it's not considered a ceiling. But when it's considered a ceiling, it doesn't make a difference how strong it is. The Rashba says a new halacha. We're going to learn in this Masechta a concept of Pi Tekru Yair V'Soysim, a very important halacha l'moshe Sinai, that the edge of the wall, the edge of the ceiling, comes down till the floor and creates an imaginary halachic wall. The only time we could say pi tikra yared v'soysim is if the ceiling was at least four tfachim deep. So here says the Rashba, if the kaira is going to be four tfachim deep, even if it's not a strong kaira, can't even hold a brick on it, but since it's four tefachim deep, then we could say the halacha is pi tikra yared v'saisim, that it's going to be effective. Amlach Rav, says Rav, dalan noma hocha, take me out of this equation. Masnisa mila kasha adadi, don't we have a contradiction in the braises? In yesterday's shiur on the base on the base, we learned the braisa. The Torah, Mavish Gvoy Mesrim Amma, Yoysim Epischo, Shalaychel Yamat. So clearly that Braisa taught us that the source for Hilchis, the source for the height is from the Hechel. And the doorway of the Hechel was 20 Amis, even though it had an Almasra. What do I have to say, says Rav? Elamai Islach Lameimer, what must I say? Tanoihi, it's a Machloikus Tanoim. I'm going to agree that it's a machlokes tanoim. Do we learn it from the entranceway of the Hechel? If indeed we learn these halachas from the entranceway of the Hechel, the halacha will be that if it's that even al master will not be effective. I won't learn it from, and that's how I learn. The other Tana, the Tana this Braisa, obviously didn't hold that way. And as Ritva says, this question was a question that was difficult. How do we understand the steer of Brises without Rav? And the Gemara could have asked that question. Just the Gemara's involved in analyzing the opinion of Rav, and that's how the question was posed that way. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, B'loy Rav Masnis Na'adod Niloy Kashin. If I didn't have Rav, the brises I could answer. Rabbanan Kairu Tamamai, because I will explain the why did Chazal say a Kairu should be put in front of the Mavi? Because the purpose of the Kairu is Mishum Heker. The people will see the Kairu and they'll realize that this is the Mavi, which is Midaraisa, a Rishus HaYochid. And outside of this area is a Rishus Rabbim, and I certainly can't carry from the Mavi to the Rishus Rabbim or vice versa. V'hadei Tani. So if the question is, so why did you mention the Heichel? If it's the point is that when it's 20 amas tall, that's when you have a Heker, you'll notice it. And if it's not 20 amas tall, you won't notice it. So why is the Brisa that we quoted on that Beis Amar Beis, and just quoted again, speak about the Heichel? Answers the Gemara, the Simon of Alma. You're right. The Gemara is saying now that the entranceway of a Mavi needing to be within 20 Amis has nothing to do with the Heichel. It's a separate halacha altogether. The reason the Heichel was mentioned was only because the reason the Heichel was mentioned only was because that was a doorway that was 20 Amis tall. So we speak about doorways that are 20 Amis tall. But it really has nothing to do with the Heichel. So Rishonim asked, since the Kaira has to be put on the wall of the Mavi, the halacha in Masechta Sukkah is that if the Sukkah is even taller than 20 Amis, but if the walls reach the Schach directly, then it doesn't have to, then it could be even taller than 20 Amis. So here, as we learned in our previous year, the Sukkah, the walls have to reach the Kaira. So if the walls have to reach the Kaira, so why is there a 20 Amma limit? So Taisus and the Rajba and the Ritva answer back to what we just learned before. Schach has a certain depth to it. So therefore, if you have a decent amount of Schach, and that decent amount of Schach is touching the walls of the Sukkah, you're going to pay attention to the Schach. But we just learned a moment ago that the walls of the Kaira could be very thin. If the Kaira could be very thin, so then you don't have a decent amount of Kaira, that even though if the wall touches the Kaira, it won't necessarily make it noticeable. So the Gemara said that the reason the Kaira is effective is because it's a Heker. So the way the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos learns the Gemara is that the real reason that the Kaira is effective is because the Kaira makes it into a full-fledged door. So if so, why does the Kaira have to be within 20 Amis? So he says is that since it's that high, people don't pay attention to it. The Ritva says a whole loop shot. In other words, the way the Rambam is learning is that till now we've been saying that the reason the Kaira is effective is because it's a door. That's why we were learning from the Heichel. Says the Rambam, Rav Nachman Yitzchak is not necessarily moving away from that pshat. Rather, what Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is trying to do is tell us that it's a door, but it's only an effective door when you have a Heker. The Ritva has a whole different interpretation of our Gemara. And Rav Ritva learns the Gemara Pasha pshat. He's saying that the Gemara now is moving away from the original pshat. Till now, we've been learning that the reason a Kaira works is because it has the din of a doorway, and that's why, as we've been saying, we're learning it from the doorway of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara is moving away from that pshat, and the Gemara now is teaching us that the reason a Kaira is effective is because it serves as a Heker. And since it's a Heker, that's why it's effective. And I saw that the Shas of Tshuvas, Chazoy Nochem, says that now we can understand there's a difference between the Tzuras HaPesach that the Mishnah said is always effective and the Kaira. Because even if we'll say, and this is very much along the Pshat of the Rambam, that we'll say that the Kaira makes it into a door, there are different types of doors. And there's a door that's a real door, that has a real Tzuras HaPesach, in such a door, there's no 20 Amah limit. Whereas when you have a doorway, which is a weak door, it's only a narrow Kaira, there you're going to have more of a Heker. So, as we mentioned, we had a Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan in our Mishnah. If you have a Kaira that's higher than 20 Amos, we have a similar Machloikis in the first Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. If a Sukkah is higher than 20 Amos, is it kosher or not? The Chum hold it's not. Rabbi Yehuda says it is. And the Mishnah, and the Gemara over there says many reasons why the Chacham held that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amah is possible. According to Rav, that the reason of the Chacham by a mavui is because you need to have a Pesach, and we're learning from the Pesach of the Heichel, which was 20 amahs tall, so we could understand that the Machloikis and Masechta Sukkah regarding the height of the sukkah and the Machloikis and Masechta Erevin regarding the height of the Mavui are two different subjects altogether, because the sukkah has nothing to do with a Pesach. But according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who now taught us that the point of a Mavui is because of Heker, so now the question is, does that mean that the Machloikis and Masechta Sukkah and the Machloikis and Masechta Erevin are the same or not? Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hanicha, Eloi Sfir Lei Hadi Rabba. If Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak doesn't hold like Rabba, who we're going to quote in a moment, everything is fine. Eloi Sfir Lei Hadi Rabba, if he's going to hold what Rabba said, Dama Rabba, now the Gemara teaches us, what did Rabba teach us? The Pasuk says, the Pasuk says regarding Hilchos Sukkos, Laman Yedu Derisechem, the reason we sit in the Sukkah on Sukkos, is the Torah teaches us, Laman Yedu Derisechem, the Sukkos HaShavtis B'nei Yisrael. Ad Esrim Amah, so until 20 Amos, Adam Yedeya Tzedar B'Sukkah. A person, when he's sitting in a Sukkah, and it's up to 20 Amos, he knows that he's sitting in the Sukkah. Lamalam Esrim Amah, but when it's taller than 20 Amos, Ein Adam Yodei, a person doesn't recognize that he's sitting in the sukkah. Mishum lo shalt beina, people don't pay their attention to something so tall. Alma, gabas sukkah nami ba'keri peligi. So according to this, the point why the sukkah has to be within 20 amis is also because of a heker. And that asked the Gemara the question, if that's the case, that the point of the halach by Hilchos Sukkah is because of heker, and now Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is saying, so is the point by the Kayir, by the Mavui. So ask the Gemara, Eflugi Betati Lomeli. Why do we have to have the same Machlokes twice? Answers the Gemara Tzricha. There's a point. The Ashmina Gabba Sukkah, had we only learned this halacha by Sukkah, but how come Rav Yehuda? That's where Rav Yehuda said that there's a din of 20 Amos. Kivin L'Yeshiva Avida. People sit in the Sukkah, Shalta Be'enai. A person who sits somewhere looks all over. And now the Gemara is saying, since you're going to look all over, if it's up to 20 amos, you'll notice. Lower than 20 amos, you're not going to notice. Ava Mav, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, it could even be taller than 20 amos, the sukkah. Ava Mav del Hil Chavdi. People walk in the Mav, and there they don't pay so much attention to what's on top of them. Therefore, maybe by Mav, Ava Mavdil Rabbanon, that there's a 20 amos limit. V'yashmin Baha, if we had the Machloikish only in Hilchos Mav, we would think perhaps, but how come Rabbanan? That's where the Rabbanan say 20 Amos. Av b'hach b'sukkah, where people pay attention to what's on top of them, Eim v'moidele Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe there he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that it could be even taller than 20 Amos. Tzricha, that's why we had to have the Gemara up to, that's why we had to have that even by a Mavui, the Rabbanan holder has to be up to 20 Amos. The Pnei Yeshua says that our Gemara seems to be teaching us that you have to have shalta be'ena by a sukkah, you have to see in the sukkah. But the question is, when will you notice? By 20 amos or even higher, according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Pnei Yeshua says that the Rabbi Yehuda holds that it could be very tall, because Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that a sukkah, you don't have to see what's doing on top of you. Why don't you have to see by a sukkah what's doing on top of you? So says the Pnei Yeshua, the actual fact that a person went into the sukkah, that itself creates that the person realizes that what am I sitting in the sukkah for? Why am I not sitting at home? And therefore, Yehuda says, even if it's very tall, it wouldn't bother me. And I saw actually a beautiful vart from the Radzina Rebbe, which is very much consistent with this Pnei Yeshua. He says, look at the words of our Gemara. The Gemara speaks about Dor B'Sukkah. A person knows, Adam Yedei Shedor B'Sukkah. The halacha is that you have to sit in the Sukkah. Why does the Gemara keep on speaking about Dor? What does the Gemara speak about as an apart? Dor means a dira, where we live. So he explains, the point of sitting in the Sukkah is to fulfill the mitzvah that we have to sit in the Sukkah. But there's a depth to that mitzvah. The depth to that mitzvah is that a person should realize that everywhere we live is only a diras arai. We're only here on a temporary basis. And that's why he says the Gemara keeps on using l'adam dor. When sitting in the Sukkah, when you sit in the diras arai of the Sukkah, you come to recognize that wherever you are, it's just a diras arai. We began our shiur today speaking about the masra. That if there's a masra on top of the kaira, then it could even be taller than 20 amma. Ask them, Amaya masra, how was that made? It says the Gemara of Chama Berei, the Rabbi Ravu Amakini, it looked like birds' nest that were on top of the doorway of the Hechel. Kiosra of Dimi, Omar Amri Marava Paski the Arva. They had beams laying flat across the entrance of the Hechel. Says the Gemara, Mandam a paske arzer. If you can say paske the arzer, just wood beams are considered something interesting. Certainly, kashken kine, if you have birds. However, mandam a kine, the mandam that says that it's bird's nest, that is something that's unusual. Av a paske the arzer, just having beams across the top, is not enough of a hecker. Ask the Gemara, mandam a paske the arzer, my tama. So why indeed, if you have these beams, is it sufficient? Answers the Gemara, Mishum, the Nafish Mishre, they have a length to them, and that's what draws people attention to them. Ask the Gemara, for Sukkah, the Nafish Mashke, Kamri Kabbalah Loi. By Sukkah, you have the whole Schach, and so the Schach certainly takes up a lot of space, and yet we're saying the Rabbanan hold that a Sukkah can't be higher than 20 Amma. Why not? Answers the Gemara, El Kivin, the Kachoshiv, Esle Kala. This was made out of expensive wood. Everybody's anxious to see that expensive wood, and that's why they look at it. The schach is not made out of anything very expensive, so it doesn't cause anybody should want to specifically look at it. Ask the Gemara. Mitzvah's kair b'toich esrim. If part of the kair is within 20 amos of the height of the mavui, and mitzvah's kair l'malam esrim, and part of it is higher than 20 amma. And similarly, by the schach on the sukkah, mitzvah schach b'toich esrim, part of the schach are within 20 amos of the walls of the sukkah, or mitzvah schach b'malam esrim, part of it are above 20 amos. What is the halacha? Amar Rabba, b'mavi kosher, b'mavi, as long as part of the kair is within the 20 amos, it'll be a fine mavi, but sukkah. By sukkah, it will be possible. Ask the Gemara, Maishna b'mavi the kosher, why is the halacha by a mavi that it's kosher? That meaning, kolish. Because what we say is that the part of the kaira that's above 20 amos, we look as if it's not there, as if it's separate. So says the Gemara, sukkah naima lema kolish. By sukkah, say the same thing, that part of the schach aren't there. And that part of the schach is not there, so it's all within the proper place. So Tosfos teaches us that there are two ways of looking at this Gemara. One way of looking at the Gemara, when we speak about the schach, is that there's enough schach below 20 amma that it's silsim ruba mechamsa. And that schach alone would be valid. And now the Gemara's question is that maybe that schach should be, since part of the schach is lamala, it should still be possible. But then Tosfos gives a different approach. Tosfos says that if there's enough schach lamala me'esrim, that it's Silsim Ribim Mechamsa, it has all the requirements of a kosher eschach, then we wouldn't be having any discussion. The halach is that that sukkah would certainly be fine. The discussion here is where the schach, you need the schach that's lamalim esrim amma. And if you need the schach that's lamalim esrim amma, now the question is, if part of it is below, is that going to be adequate or not? Certainly says the Ritva that the Gemara at this point is learning that the reason for Kaira is because of a heker. Because if we're going to learn that the point is, like Rav said, that you have the Kaira because of Pesach, then if part of it is below 20 Amos and part of it is above 20 Amos, it certainly wouldn't be valid. Because where are we learning the halacha of a door, as Rav keeps on teaching us from the beginning of Masechta, from the doorway of the Heichel? In the doorway of the Heichel, the whole doorway was within 20 Amos. It must be that we're going according to Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak that is holding that the reason is Atzeker, and the Gemara's question is, if part of it is within 20 Amos, is that enough to be considered a valid Sukkah? Ask the Gemara, Ikashaslei, if we're talking about Tzchach, that you want to ignore the Tzchach that's above 20 Amos, have like Chamsa Merubah Metzilsa, then you're not going to have enough Tzchach, and it's not going to be a kosher Sukkah. Answers the Gemara, Hachanami. So why don't you say the same thing by the Kaira? Have like Kaira Nitals Beruach. If you're going to shave off the part of the Kaira that's above 20 Amos, it's going to be a Kaira that can't withstand the wind. Ela Karcha, what do we have to say? That the Alocha accomplishes something. What does the Alocha accomplish? Nasikas Sfudim Shomatris. That the Kaira, the Alocha says that if you have a Kaira within 20 Amos, even though it's made out of flimsy material, the halacha looks at it as if it was made out of metal. Hochanami, I say the same thing here, that even though the schach that's below 20 amis doesn't have enough schach, that should be tzilsa merubah mechamsa, al karchach, we will combine the schach that's above 20 amis, or the halacha will give it the ability to tzilsa merubah mechamsa. And the way I saw that Rishonim explained the Gemara is that there's two types of disqualification. There's one disqualification is a height disqualification. If the schach is higher than 20 amis, even if you have the best schach in the world, it's going to be possible. And then you have a new din of tzilsa merubah mechamsa, so you have to have more shade, and you can't have chamsa merubah mechamsa, so you can't have more sun. The rule of 20 amis is a hard and fast rule. The rule of tzilsa merubah mechamsa depends on a metzias. And if the metzias is that you have more shade, then that's all that I'm looking for, and it'll be kosher, it should be considered kosher schach. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Bergazakia, a new teretz. Sukkah del yachid hu, sukkah which is made for a yachid, lemitker. We're concerned that the yachid will not remember to look at, to make sure that the sukkah, he won't make sure to make the sukkah is proper, and maybe he'll have schach that's too high. Mavi del rabbim, but the mavi which is made for public, they're going to make sure mitkri adadi, and therefore they're going to be careful, and you could use such a mavi, and they'll make sure that the mavi doesn't become possible. I saw a question. The Gemara, when we speak about 20 amis, speaks about three subjects. Mavi, which we're discussing in our shiur. Mavi and Sukkah, which we've been discussing in our shiurim. And the Gemara also speaks, as we learned in Masechta Shabbos, about a Ner Chanukah L'malam Esrim Amma. So the Pais can discuss what's going to be the halacha by Ner Chanukah. If it's higher than 20, that the menorah is within 20 amos, but the candles, or part of the candles, are above 20 amos. What's going to be the halacha? So the Pais can seem to say that the same question that we're discussing in our Gemara, the halacha would be by Ner Chanukah as well. Continues the Gemara. Ravina Amar, Sukkah Daraisa. When we speak about a Sukkah, so which is a Chiv Daraisa, Achmi Barabonin. And that's why Chazal said that even if part of the Schach are above 20 Amos, it's possible. However, Mavi Darabonin, the whole din of Mavi is only a Darabonin. Therefore, Le'achmi Rabbanan, Chazal weren't so machved. In fact, this concept of Mavid L'Rabim Mitgri Hadadi, I saw the Paiskim say that is used in a number of areas of halacha. The halacha is that we don't blow shofar, we don't take the dalaminim on Rosh Hashanah, that's on Shabbos, on Sukkot, that's on Shabbos. So the Paiskim ask, how do we read from the Sefer Torah every Shabbos? Why shouldn't we be concerned that they're going to be carried the Sefer Torah to Shul? So the Gra answers, the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is not a Chiyuv of a Yochid. The Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is the Chiyuv of a Tzibur. So a Tzibur, the Gemara just taught us, Rabbi Mitgri HaDodi. And that's why I saw that Shaul Tshuvas HaTashbats says that in many shuls, the Rabbonin speak between Shacharis and Musaf. The question is, why are we not concerned that once this man for Musaf came, that we have to daven Musaf? And if we have to daven Musaf, maybe we shouldn't do anything else. The answer is, why is there a chiyuv that when a mitzvah comes, that you have to do it right away? The reason the reason for that din is because we're concerned you're going to forget the din. You're going to forget to do it. But when it's a chiyuv of the tzibur, the chiyuv of davening Musaf is a chiyuv of the tzibur. And our Gemara teaches us that the chiyuv of a tzibur, we need not be concerned that a tzibur rabim mitgri hadodi, and will remind each other what to do. Says the Gemara, Rav Adabar asked the maslo hashmatz the Rava Ipcha. He had a reverse girsa. I'm a Rava, but mavui, if part of the kair is above 20 amos and part of the kair is below 20 amos, it's possible. But sukkah, it's kosher. Ask the Gemara, Maisnah Sukkah Dekshera, why by Sukkah is a kosher? They're meaning Kolish, that we don't look at, we ignore the Schach that's above the 20 Amos. So ask the Gemara, but Mavi Nami Lame Kolish, why don't we say the same by Mavi? Answers the Gemara, if we're going to take off the part that's above 20 Amos, Ikalshus have like Kaira Nitals Beruach, it'll be too flimsy of a Kaira. So ask the Gemara, Hachinami, say the same thing by the Sukkah. Ikalshus have like Chamsum Ruben Metzilsa, and it wouldn't be kosher Schach. Ella Karcha, what do we say? Nasat Tzilsim Rubim Chamsim. The way we're learning with the Rajba is because the Metzias is that you do have Tzilsim Rubim Chamsim. And that's all that I should take into consideration. So ask the Gemara, Hochinami, say the same thing by Yamavi. Akoch Nasat Kishvud Shalmachas. I do have a strong enough Kaira. And if I do have a strong enough Kaira, that should be adequate. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabban Prezakya, Sukkah Deli Yochid Hi. Rami Nafshi Matkar. Everybody has to make a sukkah, and since everybody has to make a sukkah, everybody pays attention that their sukkah should be done properly. Mavudul Rabihi, what happens when you have something done by community? Samcha Adodi V'loi Mitkri. Everybody relies on the next person. The Amri in Shias, people always say, Kaderi de Beshutfi, a pot that you have two cooks, Loi Chamira V'loi Karira, is not too hot and not too cold. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, it's not to mean that when you have two people eating food, so some people like it hot and some people like it cold. That's not the way to understand the Gemara. What it means is we both like it hot or we both like it cold. But what happens is I rely on this, everybody relies on the next person. You want it hot? He'll make it hot. He'll make it cold. And since everybody relies on somebody else, nothing happens. So here we have this famous concept of Kederi de Beishutfi like Kariri v'loi Chamime. It's not too hard and not too cold. So there's a beautiful vart from the Gra. The Gra says that the Gemara says that the Rambam Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, says that Antoninus said to Rebbe that Guf and the Neshama, the body and the Neshama, are constantly in a state of debate. The Guf says, that's the Shama that causes me to do Averis. What's the proof? Because he says from the moment that the Neshama leaves the person, he doesn't do an Averis. And the Neshama says, it's the Guf that makes people do Avera. He says, because I myself, Elkai Neshama Shunasatabi Tahirihi. So they constantly have this debate. Says the Gra, the debate that they have is actually the debate of our Gemara. It says the Guf and the Neshama are a partnership. And we're learning in our Gemara, when you have a partnership, you end up like Kariri v'loy chamimi. So I once saw that the Efesus Rebbe said that the Gemara here is teaching us how partners should work together with each other. Like chamimi, v'loy kriri. When you have a partner, don't be upset at everything that they do. Sometimes, like kriri, don't get upset. Don't not get upset. The Torah is teaching us, the Gemara is teaching us that when you have a partner, don't overreact. For if you will overreact, that partnership cannot exist. Ravina gives a different reason why Rabba was more machmer by a mavi than by a sukkah. Sukkah deraisa, the chiv to sit in a sukkah is a chiv deraisa. A chiv deraisa like by a chizik. However, the din of a mavi is the rabbanon, and the rabbanons require chizik, and anything that the rabbanon requires chizik, that's why Chazal had to be stricter. So I saw that the Michas Elazar, in Shaul's Chuvas Michas Elazar, Chelik Gimel, Siman Lamed Ches, makes a very interesting point. He says that here the Gemara is saying they were stricter by the Rabbanans. But we know throughout Shas that typically we're not stricter by the Rabbanans. Sofk the Rabbanan Lakula. So what is the rule? Are we more machmer by the Rabbanans or are we more lenient by the Rabbanans? So he says that there are two types of the Rabbanans. There are the Rabbanans which are based on the Raisis. And then there are Rabbanans, which are entirely new takanas that the Rabbanan made. So the Michas Elazar wants to suggest that that's the difference. If it's a Rabbanan that has a basis in the Torah, so there we say, Sofk Rabbanan Lekula. But if it's a Rabbanan that has no basis in the Torah, so there the Rabbanan were concerned that people will not take the Rabbanan so seriously. And since Chazal were concerned that they won't take the Rabbanan so seriously, that's why also Chizuk Devrayim Yois Mishat Torah. Ask the Gemara, so my Havala, what is the Alok L'maisa when you have a Kairos Chach that's above, partially above 20 amps and partially below? Says the Gemara, Rava Bar Rav Ula Ama Zevzeh Pasol, Rava Ama Zevzeh Kosher, that they're both Kosher. Says the Gemara, Chalal Sukkah Tanan. The Mishnah in Sukkah speaks about the Chalal Sukkah, that the interior of the Sukkah has to be 20 Amos. Chalal Mavi Tanan, that the interior of the Mavi, so since the height of the open space should not be more than 20 Amos. So since both Mishnayos speak about the space of the interior, the Kair itself could be on the border of 20 Amma, they could be above 20 Ammas. So certainly, if the entire Kairah could be on top of 20 Ammas, if partial of the Kairah and part of the Schach is within 20 Ammas, it's certainly fine. Amalei Rav, Popol Rav, Tanya the Messiah Loch, I'll bring a Raya. The Mishnah says, the Braisa says, Mavi Shigvoy Mesrim Amma, Yoisim Episcopal Shal Heichel. The Braisa that we keep on referring to, that we learn from the entranceway of the Heichel. The Yamat, if it should be made, that kairos should be lower down. The heichel gufa, and when we speak about the entrance to the heichel, there was a interior open space of esrim. So the braisa says that as long as you can have an entire open space of 20 amos. Esrim shimi ba'ashil rapapa. There's another braisa. Ketzar yosa So this braisa seems to clearly indicate that the entire kaira has to be within 20 amos. And it says the Gemara, Eimelamala, say that the braisa is really teaching us that the kaira has to be above 20 amos. Ask the Gemara, how could you say so? For Lamatik Tani, it expressly says that it has to be within 20 amos. And it says the Gemara, Hakamashmalon, Lamatamalamala. The braisa is teaching us that the top and the bottom, the lower part, has the minimum height is comparable to the maximum height. Mala mala, when we speak about the maximum height, it's talking about an interior of 20 amos. Aflamata chalala sara, it has to have an interior of 10 amos. And an entire interior has to be free of the kaira. So what we're saying here is that we have to put the kaira completely on top of 10 tfachim. If you put the kair within 10 tfachim, it's possible. even if part of it is within 10 tefachim. And says the Gemara that misfas esrim ulamala ulamata. Same thing by the top. It has to be, here you have to have an interior 10 tefachim, and by the top, you have to have an interior, it has to be, you have to have an interior 20 amis, and the kohen could be on top of it. Amar Abaye Mishmei Rav Nachman. Amas Sukkah v'Amas Mavi. So we know, we keep on speaking about the Amma. How big is an Amma? So says the Gemara, the Amma is sometimes measured with a 5 tefachim Amma, and sometimes it's measured with a 6 tefachim Amma. So says the Gemara, Amas Sukkah v'Amas Mavi. The Amma that we use in Hilchas Sukkah, the Amma that we use in Hilchas Mavi, b'Amma Bas Chamisha. Amas Klayim, the Amma that we use in Klayim, and everything's going to be explained in Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara, is b'Amma Bas Shisha with an Amma that's of 6 tefachim. And the Gemara asks, "Amma mavi b'ch amma bas chamish l'may hilchsa." What do I need to know this? Says the Gemara l'goyvay. One halach is that the 20 amas. So the 20 amas is an amma of 5 tefachim. So it gives you a less of a height. Well, appear to mavi. The halach is that we learn that the breach in the entrance of the mavi can't be more than 10 amas. Again, we're going to use a smaller amma. Ask the Gemara, but because we always want to be machmer. Ask the Gemara, v'ikka meshach mavi ba'aba amas d'l'kula. But the depth of a mavi has to be at least 4 amas. And here, by saying that you use a five tefachim amma, we're going to have a kula. So why are we using the 5 tefachim amma? It's going to be a kula. And says the Gemara, this man d'omer holds k'man d'omer ba'aba tefachim, that the depth of the mavi only has to be 4 tefachim. So the size of the amma is immaterial. V'bayis amma, Barba Amos. He indeed holds that the depth of the Mavi has to be 4 Amos. What he means to say is, Roiv Amos Kamer. Most of the time, using an Amma of 5 Tfachim is a Chumrah, and that's what we're going to do in most of the cases. Amos Sukkah Ba'amma Bas Chamesh Lamai Hilchasa, Lagoiva, again for the height, and using a smaller Amma means that you have to, that the Sukkah already becomes puzzle when it's lower. Ulodoif Nakuma. There's a halacha l'mashma Sinai that if you have on your ceiling of your sukkah up to 4 amos from the wall to the middle of the sukkah, of posel sukkah, it's considered part of the wall and doesn't disqualify the sukkah. And again, we're saying it's a smaller amma. Ask the Gemara, but using this smaller amma will also be a kula. V'ikah meshach sukkah ba'arba amos. The minimum amount of a sukkah is 4 amos. And by saying that it's a 5 tefach amma, you'll have a kula. Answers the Gemara, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, kol sukkah shein bei dala amas al dala amas, sukkah. And Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Beis Oitzer find that many times in Shas, we find the Rebbe, when he said something, says Omer Ani. He says, the Rebbe was an onov, and saying Omer Ani is a representation of his anivus. So ask the Gemara, why are we saying 5 tefachim? Because it's a chumrah. Here we just saw the kula. Answer the Gemara, this man d'amah follows the opinion of Rabbanan. D'amah filah ena machzekes el rosh v'ruba shulchanai. As long as the sukkah could hold your head and most rosh v'ruba shulchanai, it's enough of a sukkah. It has nothing to do with dalet amos. It is following the opinion of Rebbe. And we're talking about roiv amos. Usually, using a 5 tefach amma by a sukkah will be a chumrah. There may be exceptions, but usually it's a chumrah. The next thing we spoke about was amas klayim. Amas bashisha mai hilchasa, says the Gemara, it's regarding 2 halachas. L'karachas akerem, l'munchal akerem, which the Gemara is going to explain right now. The Tanan, karachas akerem. If you have in the middle, we know that the halach of klayim is that you're not allowed to plant in your field, your vineyard, you're not going to plant something else. Karach sakerim is if you have an empty space within your field. How much empty space do you have to have in the middle of your field that you should be allowed to bring there something else? B'shamayim esrim v'arba amos. You have to have an empty space of 24 amos. B'siloimrim shesh esr amos, 16 amos. M'chol akerim, what is the halacha a mechala kerem? B'shem amis sheish esr amis. B'shem says that it has to be 16 amis. B'sil amrim shteim esr amis, 12 amis. And that a Gemara explains. Ezi karach sa kerem. What is the definition of a karachas akerem? Says the Gemara, karev shechar avem tziyosoy. You have the middle. En sham sheiseser ama. If you don't have an empty space of 16 ama, lo yovi zera l'sham. You can't bring a different type of plant to plant there. Hoy sham sheiseser ama. If there are 16 amas, the loch is nice and like a day of dosoy. The zera is amaisa. So how do we get to the number, according to Beis Hillel, of 16 amas? Beis Hillel hold that you have your field on the two sides of the empty field. Since you have, and you need four amas next to that space to be able to work. Every field gets four amas that the people who are working on the field should be able to get there. So now, so that's on both, so that you have on the two sides of the empty pot. So that takes up eight amas. Now you have another eight amas in the middle. You have to be able to divide that into two. And the minimum to divide into two is four and four. So that's the minimum size of a field. So now if you have eight in the middle and four on each side, equals 16. Beshameh's opinion, however, is that the minimum you have to have in the middle is 12. And that's why you'll end up with a bigger amount. Eze mechala kerem. Ben kerem together. If you're planting something between your kerem and the wall, en sham shtei mesri amah. If you don't have 12 amah between that area, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't plant something else. Hoy sham shtei mesri amah, nois lekud davidasav zera sashar. And again, why do you need to have 12 amas? You need to have, as we just mentioned a moment ago, four amas next to your field, as you always need to have. Then you have to have four amas next to the wall. And there's two reasons. One reason is because, again, you have to be able to get to the field, to your new field from that side. Also, you can't plant right next to the wall because you're going to weaken the wall. And then you have to have an area of four amas, which is the minimum amount of area that you ever plant a new type of growth. So 4 plus 4 plus 4 equals 12. And again, here, says the Gemara, we use the bigger amma, the 6th tefach amma, because we want to go l'chumra. But ask the Gemara, the Ikarit Sufim, there's another halacha regarding Hilchis Klayim. Ba'aba Amis, the Lakula. The halacha is that the Tanan, Karam and Tua Pachsmi Arba Amis, if a vineyard is planted when you have less than four Amis between the rows, Rav Shimon Omer ain't a Karam. It's not considered a Karam, it's just considered a group of individual trees. Chama Omer Karam. Verayanas and Mitzoyim, they say we look at the trees that are crowding as if they're not there. But according to Rav Shimon, that it's not considered a kerem, by using, and you wouldn't have a problem then of kali a kerem, and the halacha is you could plant something else within six tfachim. So according to Rav Shimon, using a bigger shear is a kula, because you're not going to have a kerem, and it'll avoid problems of kerem, kali a kerem. So answer the Gemara, This Gemara we're learning today is going according to Rabbanan that say that this point of crowding doesn't mean that it's not a kerem. It could even be following the opinion of Rav Shimon. Rav Amos Kamer. Most places following the five tefachim Amma is a chumrah by Chas Klayim. There are, however, as we just said, going to be an exception where it's not going to be a chumrah and they will use a smaller Amma when it's a chumrah to use the smaller ammo.